Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for September 10th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have the Qualcomm Snapdragon Wear 3100 chip, which was announced at Qualcomm's event in San Francisco today. The big thing with this chip is improved battery life. Basically, there's a new coprocessor. The standalone processor is pretty much the same as the last generation chip from a few years ago, so we shouldn't notice any huge speed and performance bumps, but the new coprocessor does enable a slew of new features that will make battery life much better on this next generation of Wear OS watches. Speaking of those, Fossil Group, Montblanc, and Louis Vuitton will all be launching new Wear OS watches in the coming months with the new chip. And we have a few tidbits on the new chip, Snapdragon Wear 3100, including future battery life updates, Project Stamina, Wear OS, and more. You can read that roundup by Ben. And then our Abner Lee today got our first chance to see the new Wear OS, which is launching kind of alongside this new chip at the event. So we didn't get a chance to see the new Wear OS on the few devices that showed it off at IFA, but we did share our thoughts today on what the new Wear OS brings because we finally got a chance to see it for ourselves in person. Also, our Kyle did a roundup on everything we know about Atlas, which is one of a few potential Pixelbook 2 prototypes. We think this device, unlike Nocturne, is a straight-up Pixelbook successor, so it's pretty much going to be the same form factor, maybe even the same size, maybe even indistinguishable from the side profile of the Pixelbook, and it will bring a lot of spec bumps and things along that, along those lines. We don't really know much details other than that, but that's our guess as of right now. And also, a leaked video today might show another Pixelbook, Nocturne, which we believe to be a convertible or a tablet, so you should check out that video. Finally, our Abner did a story over the week about digital well-being, which is an initiative that Google announced back at I.O., finally coming to Google Assistant and Home. So digital well-being was part of Android P, well, not exactly part of Android P, but coming to Android P devices, starting with the Pixel. And it seems that Google is now finally doing digital well-being for its other hardware devices as well. This is basically just a rebrand of the family tools section in the Assistant settings, which include family mode, filters, downtime, things along those lines. So it's nice to see that that's finally happening. We'll probably hear more about that at the Google event on October 9th. You can read all these stories and much more at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.